Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Shaboozy, my Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. What a weekend you've had.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm tired for sure.
You're tired? Mm-hmm. Are you a bit delicate? Do you want us to lower the lights and whisper?
ASMR? No, I'm chilling. Just, that was the last CDC, so I feel like I wanted to go out with a bang.
Yeah, so you went to the after show party.
Went to the after show party.
And the next thing you know, you're dancing on somebody's shoulders.
Yeah, pretty much.
Congratulations on everything that's happened. Has it felt like a bit of a whirlwind for you?
For sure. I mean, I definitely need to start thinking about the words that describe what it is, so I'm more prepared when that question
gets
started.
We're going to get you a thesaurus.
Yeah, thesaurus, whirlwind. I mean, you know, it's just yeah, I mean, whirlwind, I don't know, maybe, yeah.
Well, do you know what I find interesting is that, like, people always, and this is nobody's fault, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, because people don't know what you've been doing, and then suddenly, you know, Bar Song comes along, mm-hmm. and everybody goes, oh, man, overnight sensation. Mm-hmm. But you've been plugging away at this for, like, a decade or so, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think since maybe 2015, I made a song called Jeff Gordon, mm-hmm. You know, about the race car driver, and I think my kind of fascination with that subculture kind of sparked from
NASCAR.
NASCAR, yeah, it kind of started in NASCAR. It started in NASCAR.
My hometown is a NASCAR
town. Bristol Motor Speedway. Yeah. I think that's kind of what my interest started with, was just like being from Virginia and like starting to make music. And you know, I love hip hop, and I think hip hop has like such an emphasis on where you're from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, New York. They're kind of like, so New York, you know, everybody loves New York. You know, they love New York. They talk about different things that only people from New York would know. You know what I mean? Like
the references Marcy in projects, the songs.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, I don't know what that is, but we're like singing about it.
But you're like, I know about NASCAR.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, being from Virginia, I was like, man, what is something that we feel like has like grown legs to the rest of the country that is something that feels like our own, you know? Virginia, North Carolina. I feel like it started in that area. So I think I just kind of started embracing the things that culturally Virginia had to offer, you know, and just
because, you know, I think for being like you know Bristol's half in Tennessee and half in Virginia, and I always just say Tennessee because everybody has a Tennessee reference, but nobody outside of kind of certainly outside of the states has any kind of clue about Virginia. So it's good that you're bringing that sort of stuff in.
100%. I think that's what it was just trying to educate people on what kind of Virginia had to offer. Then it was a harder task, or
the
taller
mother
task
of presidents.
Than I thought. The mother of presidents.
That's what it's known as.
Mount Vernon. I went there. Yeah. You know,
Virginia is for lovers.
Yeah. But it's really diverse. And I think that's what became kind of the hardest thing was when I realized it's like, oh, it's more than just country music here. You know what I mean? But it's all of these things. It's hip hop. It's country. It's pop. Some of the greatest songwriters. It's R&B. Mm-hmm. It's really R&B too. Yeah. You know, so I think that's what I love about it. It's just you can do and be anything and create from anywhere over there, you know?
Yeah, and you've hit a real sweet spot with your music and combining all of those things. Yeah. Because I think it's not really something that you can manufacture. I think that a lot of people would love to be able to manufacture that. And I think that sometimes songs or artists come out that are trying to tap into all of those things, but somehow it just doesn't resonate because they're trying to... you know, there's almost like a box checking exercise. Whereas for you, it was just like, this is, because when I was growing up, of course, we were listening to country music, but we were also listening to dance and pop and hip hop and all the rest of that. So it makes sense that you bring all of that.
Especially where we're from. You know, everyone throws out, you know, Pharrell and Missy Elliott and Timbaland and Pusha T, but then, you know, you have Patsy Cline, you know, who's some of the Carter family. I think they're probably from closer to you, right?
Yeah. They first did their very first recordings in Bristol, actually.
Really?
1927.
Yeah. Oh, 1927. Yeah. But they're from?
They're from like a little bit deeper into the holler, but they're Southwest Virginia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called, I can't remember what it's called, but that's where their whole Carter family fold is still there as well.
Yeah. You said they're what?
So they're like where they started. They had a barn or something, mm-hmm. and they started doing live music.
Is it still there?
And it's still there, and it's called the Carter Family Fold.
Yeah.
Which I think maybe references like a valley or something
like
that.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
And it's still every weekend they have live music there.
Wow.
And like clog dancing. And,
oh, I'm going
and,
there.
And all of that.
Yeah, I'm making a stop.
And the cabin where like Johnny Cash recorded after he married June is still there.
Wow. That, in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, yeah, Patsy Cline, Winchester, and. You know, I was, you know, Emmylou Harris, she, you know, I didn't even know, but for a while, I was like, you know, she went to my high school, and she played in Maryland, too, in D.C.
You went to the same high school as Emmylou?
Yeah, yeah, and she went to, she played in D.C. a lot. Apparently, it was, like, kind of where she got her start, where she met Graham Parsons and, you know, gave her that opportunity to record music, and so there's a lot of history of just music in Virginia. So.
There is, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a great trail that you can go on where mm-hmm. they've got all of the music venues.
What?
I mean, it's like a self-guided thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's just all the iconic music venues around Virginia mm-hmm. that you could go on. So your high school will probably be on there soon.
For real, honestly, yeah. I mean, yeah, and then metal, too. They're huge on metal as well.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a huge metal scene in Richmond.
Well, you haven't let up because obviously Bar Song is still doing its business, but then Good News, we're loving Good News. We've mm-hmm. got that on the playlist at the moment.
Yeah.
I think anything that makes you feel good is quite nice.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I definitely see you guys, the tweets. I mean, I'm always looking at Absolute Country, you know?
Yeah, so, we love it.
Yeah, you guys are always showing love, and it's crazy to just watch those increases and see in real time people reacting and responding to the music, you know?
When you were growing up, because now you get to travel the world. Mm-hmm. Some people, like my brother and sister, like they're perfectly happy staying right mm-hmm. where they are, and sometimes mm-hmm. I kind of envy that because I think mm-hmm. it must be really nice to just be happy with where you are, but I always kind of had a little bit of wanderlust and mm-hmm. wanted to see more of the world. Were you like that?
Kind of, you know, but there was also like, I love to challenge myself as a creative and as just a person. You know, I love, you know, the people that kind of inspire me are the people that were able to create things like, you know, like talking about the Carter, you know, the Carter family and what they were able to do in Virginia. You know, they created something in there, you know. So for me, I was big on not really wanting to leave, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And like see, I'm like, you know, like there's no, these things, there's these, the infrastructure for making music or art is not really here.
Mm.
So that gives me the opportunity to maybe make something that, right. Later down the line, people can be like, yo, he made this. Which I can still do, actually. I could now do more than
you could before. Probably do it more than you
better
could.
Than just not leaving at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was big for me. You know, it was big for me to just love. I just loved where I came from, and I wanted to just really get deep in the roots of where I'm at. You
Is
know?
Your whole family still there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, most of them are there. I mean, some people go to college. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
my brother
sure.
goes to school in Philadelphia, and but my mom's still there, my sister, my brother. He went to, you know, Liberty.
Of course I know Liberty.
University. My little brother, my other brother went to William & Mary.
Well, that's a religious college, right?
Yeah, Liberty? It's Christian college.
Yeah, yeah.
Then my other sister went to George Mason, so they all went to school in Virginia, so.
Where I've been isn't where I'm going. The mm-hmm. tour, it sold out like that. It was like done.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that must feel good and gratifying.
Yeah, especially out here. I think out here hit a little harder too, you know, because it's, I don't know if there's a language barrier or whatever it is, but they go crazy over here. They were going crazy over here, man.
When you were performing at the O2, it was the biggest reaction of the crowd the entire weekend.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Seriously? Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
I mean, everybody, you had everybody moving more than anybody across the entire weekend.
Wow. Yeah, I think, you know.
And, you know, Brits can be quite reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So that says something.
Well, you know, I think, I think they were definitely, you know, a lot of the other ones I heard security was like a rule where people couldn't stand up. You know what I mean?
So
that wasn't something that was.
Well, you know that security guard in Nashville wasn't in charge. Because she'd had
everyone up. Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, I was able to watch Cody Johnson and mm-hmm. and Nate Smith and everybody before, like the night before. And I just realized how powerful their shows are. They're really, 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 really good performers. You know what I mean? And that's just years of getting it and nailing it. And
I think you're doing okay, too. Come on.
No, but it almost, like, also made me really realize, like, oh, like, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
It's different. And I think that's
that's what's worked for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't tried to fit into some sort of box. It's interesting because, you know, people, and you will have known, I'm sure you'll know this, like people love, not just country music, but any genre, they love to say what is and what isn't X genre.
Mm-hmm.
And people just love to go on about it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to have touched what you do in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, not really, you know. I mean, it definitely has, you know, just... because at the end of the day, it's like the people that I really look up to and I feel like I came up around you know, it's about, you know, artistry. It's about figuring, like, creating something that's uniquely you, you know? So the genres do get a little funky sometimes, you know, for someone who, you know, I'm a creative. I love telling stories, you know, and I love a lot of different things, you know what I mean?
The country's always been lots of different things. You know, like, they said Johnny Cash was too rockabilly for country. They said Patsy Cline shouldn't have strings on her album, and that's that country.
Yeah.
And now that stuff is just, like, down to the ground.
Yeah, and then,
country.
You know, and then you saw the Bob Dylan movie, too. You know, and they're like, well, Dylan, play your folk songs. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I want to pick up this electric guitar, and they're like, you know, you're never going to make it. You know?
Which was the moment that you were like, whoo, you know, was it Bar Song Tipsy? Was it Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Oh, it was Beyonce. Pretty,
that was pretty crazy, yeah.
But Beyonce wouldn't have happened without Bar Song, right?
I mean, that's what I was going to say about what I love about last year. It was really like a historic moment that I hope, you know, it was cool. I don't know. I think I saw a lot of other artists get like these cool displays at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. They had my picture on Bridgestone, but it'll be cool to like get like something because I feel like the lore of last year was crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Just like the things that happen, you know, and I think hopefully in the years from now, people are going to be like, that was kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, it was,
you know what I mean?
Kind of
like
crazy.
Beyonce breaking that record and then me also kind of going number two and then the first two African-American artists to top the Hot Country charts and then, you know, her setting the path and then someone from her album kind of like, you know, taking what they started and even taking it further, you know? It's interesting, you know, country music, it's definitely like a sacred genre. You know what I mean? I think it's like hip hop too. There's a lot of gatekeeping that kind of happens, you know what I mean?
You had an exhibit in the Hall of Fame Museum yet?
That's what I was saying. Is there one?
It's in the currents, right? Yep.
It's right there. What do they use?
Yeah, they probably got they got some costumes in there, I bet.
What do they use?
You ain't even seen it?
I haven't even seen it. I was saying everybody else. I was like, okay, I guess I got left out of this, too.
No, I was like, surely you're in the American Currents exhibit, for God's sake.
Am I really there? No one got a picture? No. Can we get one? No, I was like, yeah.
I feel like you should go see that.
Yeah, I should.
You're probably busy.
That.
Are you just traveling nonstop now?
It's a lot of traveling. It's a lot of traveling. But
do you like to travel?
Yeah, I think so. I just think, you know, you don't get to spend a lot of time in certain places.
Yeah.
Or at least on this run, I didn't really get that. This will be the most time. I think it's 4 days I'll be able to spend in a location.
But you've been over to the UK, what is it, 2 or 3 times this year already?
In Europe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last year I came here for the Wembley.
Oh, Wembley. Yeah,
played the Wembley thing. Yeah. And
then you're here for the Brit Awards?
I didn't make that one.
Oh, did you not?
Yeah,
I was in Spain, so I heard you were going to be there, but I didn't see if you were. Well, you didn't make it.
I made that one, yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. You're here now.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I was just saying, I can maybe say with a fact, and you guys could probably help me, I think I've performed at the most award shows out of every artist probably. This
past year?
Yeah, I think because there's not a lot of people that could probably do the CMAs, BETs, Grammy.
Yeah.
Grammys. So it's like, you know, because of all the genres and all the boxes we tick, which is
amazing. You can be invited to all of them.
Yeah.
And nominated as well, which is a good thing.
I want to go to the Oscars. That would have been a cool one.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to write something for like a film or anything like that?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's like my dream.
Is it?
My actual dream. Yeah. Dream.
What about theater? Has theater ever been a thing for you?
Oh, I think I started writing a play at some point.
Did
maybe.
You?
Yeah, like a long time ago.
What was it called? Do you remember? Did it have a title?
Play. I don't really remember. I think it was like something about an art thief, like a French art thief or something.
Art thief.
But then I took it from a play and then tried to turn it into a book.
Did you do any kind of acting or anything like that when you were growing up? Because I find like creatives, sometimes you kind of do a load of things until you find your lane.
Yeah, I mean, very little stuff in school, like, but it. Acting wasn't really the thing that I was like. I didn't feel great at that. You know, I didn't feel like
it was always going to be music.
No, I think that was like direct. I mean, I acted in the sense of like like a Tarantino or like a Vincent Gallo. Is that his name?
Of course. Yeah,
in the sense of like, you know, like make
art
my
house
own,
that becomes mainstream.
Yeah, or like making something and putting yourself in it and like getting all your friends and just like you're making the film and you're coming up with the idea, but you're also putting yourself in it. So. I think in that world, if I write my own thing, I would act in it for sure.
Just before we let you go, I think you're coming back to do Glastonbury, right? That's a big old festival.
Who was the first person to ever play Glastonbury? Oh, we don't know.
Who was the first person ever to play Glastonbury?
Yes.
Do you know, or are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Who's?
I thought it was a pop quiz. I don't know. Does anybody know who the first person ever to
was?
Wasn't
it like from the 1800s?
I have no idea. Let
or some like iconic people.
Look,
or...
Producer Adam is Googling furiously.
The Kinks. Pink Floyd play? Yeah,
the Kinks in 19... The original headliner, the first Glastonbury, which was held in 1970, was the Kinks.
Wow. Let me see that. Okay. Is there a flyer for that?
Oh, get find a flyer. Have you seen Dolly Parton set from Glastonbury that she did a few years ago?
A few years ago? Like,
yeah, it recently. Wasn't that long ago. I think it was right before COVID. I think it was like... Crazy. Yeah, it must have been like 5, 6 years ago.
Wow.
7 years ago, something like that. Yeah, there's a Legends slot that is kind of mid-afternoon on this Sunday, and Dolly Parton did it, and it was like the biggest crowd that Glastonbury has ever had.
Oh, she headlined it?
She didn't headline it. It's like a mid-afternoon Sunday
slot.
Yeah,
wow. Mid-afternoon Dolly
Parton. Yeah, where they have a legend that does it.
And, oh, wow.
It was Dolly Parton.
Who's doing it this year?
God, I don't know. Yeah. So Glastonbury is one of those, it's like hundreds and hundreds of...
How many times have you been?
I've only ever been once. Oof. Because it's a lot. They start arriving on Wednesday, and they're there. And it's like 120,000 people or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it's enormous. Insane. It's enormous. I wonder if you're going to break the record that Dolly Parton set.
I would love to. I feel like, that would be really cool. Especially like, I'm pretty sure I don't know what time slot we're playing, but it would be, I actually love the like early slots where you're like, wow, all these people came here at 12 o'clock.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, well, they're living there. They ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, you know? So but it's like those ones where it's like, you know, the hell, you know, like, dang, you kind of look at you like, man, I wish I was playing a little later, but it's like, you know, where they kind of undersell you, and then you're like, oh.
I think she was on at like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah, I mean, if you're bored, you're trying to pass the time, look up her set at Glastonbury. She wrote a song just for Glastonbury that she performed there.
Wow.
Yeah. So do you kind of take it day by day, or do you know what's coming down the pipeline in like a month?
Probably a little bit of, I definitely like to strategize and be ahead and try to be prepared for moments and things to come, you know, because you don't want to be unprepared in this. It's not a great feeling.
No. Yeah. Well, congratulations on everything that's happened. I really love what you're doing, and we love everything that you've put out far. So hopefully we'll see you again real soon next time you're in the UK.
Thank you.
And I hope you're taking time to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you soon.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.